Welcome back to our Bite Series episode. This episode is going to feature Thomas. Thomas, what beer do we have here today?
We've got my favorite brewery in Arizona by far. They're making the best stuff in Arizona right now. The best hazies by far. Their lagers are super crushable. But it's Roses by the Stairs. This is Bleed American after the Jim Eat World. They hit it, slid in little beers in there as the trophies.
Nice.
Yeah, but this one, Hazy Double with Simcoe 702, Rakau, Motueka, Mosaic Cryo, New Zealand Cascade Hop Keef, and it's at 8.5%.
Nice. Yeah. Well, let's dig in. Thank you for bringing it.
Thank you for bringing it.
Yeah, I had to. I love Roses by the Stairs. It's fire, huh?
That is just smooth.
Yeah.
You could... Now I'm like, I want my own can. I can't drink the whole thing.
I can't stand up here. I'm sorry.
Dude, it's good.
I can't stand
up. It's going to hit the table.
I'm tucking up.
Yeah. On the aroma, I haven't had a sip yet, but just on the aroma, you could it just exudes quality. And yeah. I love it.
They're great. So it's Jordan and his wife, Allie, who own it. And then Other Jordan is the brewer, and they just brought in Marcos. So Marcos came from Ren House,
and
is super like sciencey and detail oriented, and he's like helping improve their quality even more because Jordan was knocking out of the park, and they did a collab with us. We did a double oat cream IPA with them, but it had no lactose, but it was a double oat cream, so just a ton of oats. But we did it with Roses when Iker came to Arizona. We brewed it with them. And now we're inviting them down to Florida to brew with us. Nice. So I'm super excited for that because we're going to brew just a single IPA, but it'll be like all the crazy hops in it and everything like that. But I'm really excited to do a Roses and Tripping Club.
So I'm going to hear what Heron said because he took a sip and instantly looked at me like, bro. Like, so I got to hear what's cooking up here in Heron's
eye. I mean, it's cooking. Whatever they're doing, it's cooking. Because yeah. Like, how many of these do you think you can crush in your lifetime? You know what I'm saying?
Dude, like, look at the color. Yeah. That's like, I'm only saying this because I'm drinking out of the glass, but that's like monkish color.
Yep.
Right there.
It reminds me, that's like when I'm tasting it, it has all the great qualities of, let's say, Electric, you know, has like that, like they're known for that little bit of like greenness and the bite. So it has that, but then it has this smoothness of like a monkish IPA. And then, like, you can even like compare it to like a Fiden's IPA where like in the middle all the flavors there. So think about it, you're taking all these great breweries and you could compare that to all this in one can. Come on.
It's so wild because so Jordan and I, like, we're really good friends. I host putting league there for disc golf there every week, and he's like, I was like, yeah, you all are coming to Florida. He's like, hell yeah, I'm so excited. He's like, dude, this is wild because like it's a small brewery, like there, it's a small system that they're brewing on, and he's like, this is just so wild that we're gonna be like nationally, because we're just in a lot of states, but not like, you know, like New Belgium is when I hear nationally, but like they're gonna be like Roses by the Stairs is gonna be like on the centerpiece.
So, yeah, for and it. They're gonna be able to showcase their quality and be able to, you know, collab with a bigger brand and stuff like that's cool because we've talked about it, having some of those spots that aren't so mainstream or haven't been able to be in the spotlight yet. You could showcase something like this and put people on, so then they're like, oh, this is something to look out for. Oh, we need to get this. We need to find ways to bring it to our markets. So that's what we love to see and to showcase on our podcast like this, because it's so refreshing to have smaller, you know, beer and see the quality like this. Then we're like, hey, we put you on it, right? Thomas brought this out, showed you guys here first that you need to go check them out.
So I have a question for Joseph and Heron here. I blindfolded you, didn't tell you this, who brewed it, who would you guess?
So the likes of Fiden's, Parrish, right? Is that a brewery?
Yes. Parrish? Oh, yeah. Parrish.
So, like, those guys, I mean...
So you're, like, you mentioning that reminds me of, remember, like, I think it's Ghost in the Machine.
Yeah.
It has kind of, like, a little bit of, like, those flavors going
it's
on.
It's got some sweetness. It's got the beautiful bitterness that you want, and it all balances well together. It's crazy.
Yeah. JB, what about you?
I think it was what I was referring to just a few moments ago of being like almost three breweries in one. Like, remember we've done blindfolded tests before, and you're like, oh man, I swear it's between this one and this one. And so having that little bit of electric bite in there, the Fiedens in the middle with the kind of so much flavor, and then the front being like so smooth, like monkish, I'd be like, which one of the three is it? I wouldn't even be able to kind of...
So Thomas, do you have the rating of this beer on Untappd?
Yeah, this one's 4.30.
4.30.
Yeah, and then their other one, their one they did a triple for their anniversary, and that was a top beer drop.
Oh wow, yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, which is wild. Ooh. Like, let me go find it. But
so while you're finding that, we're gonna this episode we kind of do the Untappd rating, what we would rank it on Untappd. Yeah. So JB, I'm gonna have you start down there first.
Oh man, something like this to be able to get me thinking about three breweries in that kind of quality level. I mean, for me, I would rank it like a 4.85.
Huh? Damn,
because that's something where I'd be.
Well, able you better to, rate that. Rate it for them.
Oh, of course. Something like that. This is something I would love to drink over and over again. Right? Mm-hmm. We always talk about how many cans would you get? Like, where would you rank this? And I'd be like, at least minimum, give me 2 4-packs. Because it's something where I would drink probably that full 4-pack myself.
2 4-packs?
And then I would share the other 4 cans. Because then I could take it to, you know, pull up to Beer Zombies or 595 and be like, hey, who wants to try this? Who wants to try something and put you on a great spot? And that's what I love about sharing with people.
Aaron, what about you?
I mean, this is what I want. So when we're looking for, or when I'm looking for hazy IPAs, I'm like, all right, cool.
4.49. Nice.
What's going on? You know, like, I want something that is beautiful, not only in color, because you can kind of get, like, I don't know what it is, but the color kind of, like, it kind of warms you up to what this thing is going to end up being. And then if you see that proper amount of, like, light diffusion, and you just start looking at it, and you're like, damn, that might as well be orange juice, because I'm going to drink the shit out of that thing, you know? So, I don't know. Like how can you even rate it? Like, it's going to be his rating or higher. It's going to be, it's just perfect the way it is.
I'm gonna hit y'all with the 5-bomb right here. This is one that I buy a case up here, and then sit here and I go, hey, you guys got a keg?
Yeah.
All right, yeah, let me get that too.
Because it's off football Sunday. All right, how many of these can I drink?
No. Seriously. So at my house, I like to hold what I call D-Bro Sportsbook. I set up a TV and 2 projectors. The TV and the projectors have all the games for the morning, and then the one on the left, we normally put on Red Zone or like a certain game that somebody's trying to watch. And this would be the beer that I would serve to everybody and say, "This, hey, you guys need to try this. This is really fucking good. It's very approachable." And all the three breweries that you guys mentioned that this tastes like is all three breweries that we would all recommend to people.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. So, the best one. So, like, to me, there's no doubt in my mind, this is a 5. And I've been drinking a lot more of the hazies lately. I've been on a real hazy kick. I've been on an outer range kick. And this, to me, sets my bar and standard at another level.
They're also going to do a collab with Outer Range.
Oh, no.
Yeah, there's going to be a
Don't Roses. Stand up, Dustin. Don't stand up.
Dude, there's going to be an Outer Range and Roses collab.
Can I tell you for 10, for the last 8-9 minutes, I haven't been able to stand. And let me tell you, I don't think I'm going to be able to stand after this. We're done on this episode.
Yeah, so Roses is like, I tell every brewery that I bring in, and I was like, dude, there's no one making better IPAs than they are. Their lagers, super crisp and clean. They can do any style really well. And like them, I'm like, dude, here's who you have to collab with. If you're coming to Arizona, collab with Roses, because they're just next level. And they're the ones like pushing the boundaries. Like, this is like something you'd expect from a New York market, from a California market, from somewhere like huge. Like, this is expected, and it's out of Phoenix, which is wild.
Wow, that's crazy.
So they're putting like Phoenix on the map. It's crazy to see. Like, when I saw that top beer drop, because it was a 4.49 for a triple, it was a top beer drop. And for an IPA to compete at that level is insane.
And top beer drop, just so you guys know, follow them on Instagram. They always showcase a bunch of different beers, but it's hard to get on that list. It's not something to just be like, oh, they got on that list. It happens all these places. No, like, they're competing. They have those barrel-aged stouts. You're going against every style. So it's not like you're just like, oh, we're
the
only
stouts are like way higher. Me too.
Yeah. So you're like, it's not like the top 10 of each style. No, it's the top of that week. So, guys, we appreciate you. We're going to wrap this one up so we can keep it at that 10-minute mark. Thank you, Thomas, for bringing this. We appreciate you. Go make sure to check them out on Instagram. We'll link them. We'll showcase some of their stuff, and you guys can check it out. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.